Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Casey and Jelaine Freeman, owners of the Creators Collab, a new business in Indianola. All right, ribbon cutting ceremony today for the Creators Collab near the Indianola Square. Tell us a little bit about it.
So we're here with tons of local artists. We're working with about 10 to 15 local artists right now out of the state of Iowa. We're just trying to get the community involved in selling the things that they've built, their DIY things that they feel that they put pride into and want to sell. So bring them in. We'll sell them for you. We're open 9 to 6 Wednesday through Saturday. So feel free to stop by anytime those days and we'll get you set up and you can even see some of the cool things that we're selling.
Perfect. We'll talk a little bit about the motivation of wanting to open this up, because I mean, this is a venture that I think not many people have had the idea of doing.
Sure. So yeah. I actually lost my job during COVID, and to pick up a hobby, I did crochet, and that just snowballed into other artists having different hobbies throughout the quarantine and trying to relax and enjoy their time while they possibly has lost their job. And so we got together with a bunch of different artists who had items around and put it all together, and now we have a store.
I always made a lot of different things throughout the past years. I've had trouble selling them in other than like Facebook Marketplace or something like that. I always wanted a brick and mortar place to put down and put my product in. And so this gives the opportunity to everybody, you know, the small guy, the big guy, it doesn't matter. You can bring it here and I'll put it out on the floor for you.
Awesome. We'll talk a little bit about the motivation, I guess, taking the leap to be able to do this, because that's a tough thing to do, and I know that that's a decision that isn't made lightly.
Yeah, it was scary. He's the dreamer of the family, and I'm the realist. So when he came to me and was talking about actually doing the brick and mortar store, and we had the money and the time and the creations at our hands, it just kind of all came together. He's talked a lot about owning a store where he can have his own projects out to the people and just getting involved within the community of Indianola, which would be great.
So one of the things that I want to do is bring people out and about since the COVID happened. And so one of the things we want to do is have like the wine and palate classes over here, get date nights out, get friends and family over here. We're going to have classes for little kids, STEM classes. So it was just motivation to get people out and about to do something different, something new that you don't see around here. It was a want that I don't think people necessarily knew that they wanted.
Well, perfect. And I know you already mentioned that a little bit, but this is a big chance for community to learn a little bit more, too.
Right.
And talk about the education aspect, too, because I don't know anything about art. You know, where would I even start?
So what we're going to be doing, so with some of the classes here, we'll actually teach you guys how to do some of the painting, blending, how to do paints and that type of thing.
One of our artists is a 3D printer, so we were hoping he could come in and teach you how that process goes about, because it is somewhat technical. We talked about even a welder. Like, there's skills that I don't even know how half of this stuff is put together, but it would be really cool to learn.
So also with some of the woodworking, I can do set up like kits and have like kids come in and build a, you know, a birdhouse or something, to teach them basic tools, basic ways to handle a hammer, that kind of thing. For people who have never actually handled a hammer or screwdrivers or anything like that,
yeah.
Step in. I can teach you how to do it. I'm a handyman. I did the floors in here. If you want to see what I can do, you can step in and see these really awesome floors I did, or some of the benches and things that I've made, and I can show you how to do it.
Yeah, you mentioned fishing kits. So yep. The kid would come in, make their own pole. They would put the string on it, maybe even put a lure on it, and then we take them out there to Lake Aquabi and actually fish with the item that they created themselves. I think that would bring a lot of pride into our community and a lot of people getting involved in not only this store, but even out within nature.
That sounds absolutely awesome. Talk a little bit about, I know, opening a business during the pandemic, hopefully on the tail end, fingers crossed. From what I've heard from others, has been we're still trying to find that sense of community. Is that what you're trying to do here?
Exactly. That has been the biggest struggle, is just getting everybody back into wanting to be friends with each other again. It seemed like we were all trying to push each other away at the moment, and right now it's time for us to get back into the family thing, get back into the community of things, and get back together and actually start enjoying our lives again.
All right. How could people find out more information about you?
We are located on Facebook at The Creators Collab. We are actually working on getting a website set up. So if you follow us on Facebook, we'll be able to get you all set up on there. And then we'll constantly be doing updates on there.
Thanks to the owners of The Creators Collab for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.